It's Gemara Bav Basha, Kuf Tazayin. The same similar thing, but about the question of that Stukim said that a bas habain and a bas are your reshes, are your yoshas together. And we say no, that once there's a bane, so then the basa goes to the basa bane. And they said, right, so Gemara, a similar thing with the Stukim. I believe, I looked at it quickly, but it seems to me that the Machlekes Rabbein Gershom there and the Rashbam is the same two pshatim that we said over here. Okay. I don't want to go too much more into that. Let's go further than Gemara. Gemara says that Kusr, the first pshat, that's the Rechon Menzakas pshat, right? Kusr Echad Omer Tisperu Chamishim Yom, the Kusr Echad Omer, okay. So Kusr Echad Omer Tisperu Chamishim Yom, Kusr Echad Omer Sheva Shabosos Tmimos Tiyena. So one says Tisperu Chamishim Yom, and the other one says Sheva Shabosos Tmimos Tiyena, right? Yeah, so what is it? Let's take Rashi. Did Rashi anything on this? Yeah. Oh, Rashi says one later. Okay. So he goes, so what's the implication? That one is Tisperu Chamishim Yom, which means it's just a Chamishim Yom phenomenon. And the other one is Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyena, means it's Shabbos Bracious, but Shabbos meaning a whole week. Right? So the Gemara says, Hoketza, Kan Biyomta Shecholios B'Shabbos, Kan Biyomta Shecholios B'Emsa Shabbos. Hoketza, Ho Biyomta Shecholios B'Shabbos, Demim Mocharoso Achar Shabbos, Tum Yom Avosa Omer, Maschim Limnos, Misukum Sheva Shabbosos, Tmimos Tiyena. So you're going to have 7 weeks, which will conclude on the Yom HaShabbos, will be the last of 7 weeks, and then Sunday will be Shavuos. Okay, so the whole week will actually function to create the count. That's one case. And the other case is B'yamta Shabbos Cholios B'emtzah Shabbos Maschil Limnos L'Machroso Mitukum Kroba Chamish Miyom V'lo Shavuos Shlemos Ala Maschil Limnos B'emtzah Shabbos. Okay, so what is the pasuk? The pasuk says, Ad mimachras haShabbos haShvi is Tisperu Chamishim Yom, right? Tisperu Chamishim Yom, Sheva Shabbosos Tumimos Tiyena. Ad mimachras haShabbos haShvi is Tisperu Chamishim Yom, right? Sheva Shabbosos Tumimos Tiyena. Right? So, I'm sorry, it's two pasukim. Ad mimachras haShabbos haShvi is Tisperu Chamishim Yom is one pasuk. But the other pasuk is, oh, okay, yeah. Usfat mecham imachras haShabbos. You're right there. Miyom v'yechem esomot sheva shabbosos tmimos tiyena is before. Okay, sheva shabbosos tmimos tiyena. Ab mimachras haShabbos haShviyis tisperu chamish miyom. So these two pasukim, according to Rabbi Yechem Zakkai, are indicating two different types of situations. One with Pesach eschal on Shabbos. That's the first pasuk. Usfatim lachamim machras haShabbos, miyom avichem esom atnufa, sheva Shabbos tmimos tiyena. That's one. And the next one is abmi machras haShabbos haShviyis tisperu chamishim yom, is talking about where it wasn't chal on Shabbos, and there Shabbos haShviyis means the Shabbos haShviyis of your count, correct? So it comes out that there are two types of counts, right? Okay. So and that's his explanation. Right, that's his explanation. Okay. Yeah, so the question is, what's the question that stares you in the face? Anybody that learns halacha, is confronted with a big question. Right. What?
The day is just count the commission.
I mean, what he's saying is that you can create your own Shabbos through counting, or there is the Shabbos that's already established in Shabbos Bereishis. But if it doesn't fall out then you create your own Shabbos by counting. Okay? It's similar to the person that's lost in the Midbar. I mean, it's a mucker. The person lost in the Midbar, so he counts. So you see, that's not just baseless. I mean, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, there's a mucker in the pasuk for that idea. That Tisperu Chamishim Yom means, so you count. It's a subjective. There's the objective Shabbos, but where you can't have the object of Shabbos, so then you create your own subjective Shabbos. Okay? But what is strange about that idea?
Well, you have to count or not.
No, you count both times. Oh, so that we explain.
No, it seems that the other one that you don't have to, if it's Mamachar's a Shabbos, it's automatic.
It's automatic, right. But that, he would say, that there's a difference in the counting. In one case, it's automatic, but you just are enumerating which day it is. In the other case, you're creating the count. You're creating the count. So, I mean, the difference would be, that would be the difference in the Rav's Svar and Sfiras Alma. By point of Bi'ochan ben Zakkai, when it's Chal on Shabbos, so even if you miss a day, it wouldn't matter, because the count is going on automatically. It's just you have to enunciate which day it is. But if it's Chal in the middle of the week, I mean, then it'll make a difference. That's a good question. I mean, but the main question is what? What's the main question? Go ahead. What's the main question? That's a question based on Lumdus, on the Lumdus of Sfira. But I don't know how Yechem and Zakkai held about that. You know what I mean? It could be whatever. It could be a lot of possibilities. But I certainly don't believe that he had two different systems for Sfiras Alma. That he held in one case, if you forget a day, right. That he didn't know. I'm just pointing out. He didn't know. But that already brings us to the underlying problem. I mean, this question brings us. What's the
existence?
Yeah. The question is, where do you see that? I mean, it's two Yom Tovah. It's two different things. I mean, where do you see such an idea in the Torah? That it's two different Chag HaShavuos. I mean, one Chag HaShavuos is determined by Shabbos Bereishis, another one by your count. I mean, Where do you see such an idea like that? I mean, it's an alien idea to halacha. In halacha, you don't have such a thing. It's two different yom tovim, two different mitzvahs of sfira. I mean, where do you see such a thing? Do you know what I mean? That's a strange kind of a phenomenon in halacha. I mean, it's not an absolute. He's taking away the absolute idea from shavuos. I mean, there's two different systems. Yeah. Now, what's the answer? The problem is it's against the way halacha works. Halacha doesn't work that way. There's two different types of yom tov. Two different types of counts, and two different types of mimachras haShabbos. I mean, it's inconsistent.
The tifru chamishim yom should have been all inclusive.
Yeah, Tishbuch HaMishmon Yom suffices, you mean.
Yeah.
You're right, that suffices. That's correct. That's the way Allah will be structured. You have an element which is a determinant. You don't need a better determinant. I mean, what are you saying? That if you have a better determinant, then we use that. But in lieu of that, it's Tishbuch HaMishmon Yom. I mean, now it's a subjective determinant. I mean, it's just Allah doesn't work that way. That's the problem over here. Right? That's the problem. So what's the answer? So I think the answer is that here we're encountering something different from Chazal than we ordinarily encounter. And that's why I said I think this is an interesting area. Because over here you have the rare opportunity to see how Chazal had insight into Pesukim other than the ordinary halachic structure. I mean, we don't, the Shas is the Shas itself is not complete. I was lost, but even if we didn't lose anything, it's still, we don't know the minds of the Tanoim. I mean, in every area that they thought, I mean, there's no recordings of that nature. I mean, we have the Shas, I mean, the Masorah, the halacha, enough to keep the Torah going. But every mitzvah we have Torah Shabbat Peh. But we don't have every idea and every way of thinking of Chazal and all the psukkim in the Torah. It's impossible to record such stuff. But I think over here you have a different kind of a situation, different kind of a system. Because of the question of the tzedukim, so Chazal used their analytical powers in the derech of understanding the Torah, you see, which you won't see ordinarily. See, and this is what you see over here in this sugya. I believe the whole sugya goes that way. And if there is such an idea as meta halacha, I think this is really where you see it. That it's something different. It's something different. What is it now? Let's try to understand what it is first. Okay, let's take this case. It's always good to have a case. So how would you explain this? We wouldn't say that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai really had two systems of Sfiras Amah. That's not true. And halachically, I mean, like how we mentioned, halachically, you have one determined to Sfiras Hamishim Yom. What do you need the other one for? You see? So in halachic structure, Chazal were going beneath halachic structure over here, because they were involved in the debate with the Tzdukim, so they made recourse to a certain depth of understanding of Pesukim that you don't ordinarily have a chance to see. And what were they saying? What were they saying over here? How would you formulate what they said and what Yechon ben Zakkai said in this halacha? Okay? So you think Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai is saying a very profound idea. And you see from the Pesukim that something's going on here. So Pesukim say, let's watch the pasuk. That the pasuk says, "Svatim lachem in machros Shabbos." Because there's another pasuk that "Svatim lachem machros Shabbos miyom lechem somat nufa sheva shabbosos tmimos tiyena." So the Torah uses the term Shabbos sheva shabbosos, and it's true that Shabbos can be yontif. That's right, because shabboson. But you don't find the term Shabbos alone. It's an interesting thing. So there is some kind of an idea going on here. But what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying is that in the underlying formula for Shavuos, that it's not enough that the Yom Tov was caused by the ordinary method, you see, of Kiddush HaChodesh, by the ordinary method of Kiddush HaChodesh. That was not enough for Shavuos, for the Chag HaShavuos. But the Chag HaShavuos had to be caused by Kiddush HaChodesh, the Sanhedrin, but also the idea of Shabbos, the institution of Shabbos had to play a role in bringing about the Chag HaShavuos. You see? That's what he's saying. He's not speaking halachically. Halachically, there's no difference. But there's something besides halacha in the realm of knowledge of Torah, and that's the underlying structure. That's why I say the term meta-halacha is a good term. I mean, the underlying, it's not the tamei ha-mitzvahs. That's a different area. And we have to distinguish between those two areas. But the tamei mitzvah is different. But there is an underlying weave over here of ideas that reflect certain concepts in the causation and the underlying causation of a halachic institution, and that is in terms of the Chag HaShavuos, that the Chag HaShavuos is brought about by a dual cause. By the one cause is the Sanhedrin, and the Mekadesh Yisrael, Yisrael's Mekadesh, and the Sanhedrin's Mekadesh, but there's another cause also. There is the institution of Shabbos, plays a vital role in bringing about the Chag HaShavuos. And without that institution, you wouldn't have a Chag HaShavuos. You see? So that's why the Torah here changes. By using the term Shabbos already, the Torah is making a reference to the fact that the Yom HaShabbos is already involved. It says already involved. The idea of Shabbos is already involved. That's right. He's talking about the underlying ideas of the system. And And the Torah, of course, he's talking about Lashon HaMikra. He's not, the halacha is the same. But the Lashon HaMikra reveals certain underlying ideas. And the underlying idea is that you need Shabbos. That you need Shabbos in order to to bring about the Chag HaShavuos. So he says that it was brought about in two ways. It's brought about when since the idea of Shabbos is an essential ingredient in bringing about the Chag HaShavuos. So when it appears, when it falls on Shabbos, when Pesach falls on Shabbos, you see, so then it's naturally in line with the causation, because the causation is there. The system of the Shabbosos is already established. So that's one case, that is the most preeminent case in which the causation is manifest. It's not, if it were halachic, what I was saying is right, if it were a halachic situation, you wouldn't treat it that way. You would say, that's it, what do you need more? You have Tisbri Yom, so what do you have to have anything extra? There's nothing to it that's extra. But that's true in the halachic system. But in the meta-halachic realm is a different realm. There you're dealing with the realm of the underlying ideas and the causations, not the halachic performance. It's a different realm. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made that statement. I mean, you never find a statement like that. Because a statement is not a halachic statement, but it's a but that statement has to do with the correct way, the nature, the correct approach to be mefarish to mikra. It's giving you insight into how you mefarish a mikra, which is a different thing. That was the area they were arguing with, the stukim. You see? So that's why I say that this area is an interesting area. Because you see Tanoim working on a Pirush HaMikra, and they're opening up a certain methodology here. Certain methodology, which is different than the halachic methodology. But nevertheless, La'amito, because it's Lashon HaMikra. It's Lashon HaMikra here. That's why I'm saying this is a different kind of an area. Do you follow? In a different way. It means that the Chag HaShavuos is brought about, was created based on two ideas. On the idea of the Kiddush HaChodesh of Klal Yisrael, which creates the Pesach, and also, but it would not come into existence unless you had the idea of Shabbos. So since the idea of Shabbos plays a role, when it's Chal on Shabbos, Shabbos means, according to Bechamim Zagim, means when it's Chal on Shabbos. Not that the end of Shabbos, it's Chal on Shabbos. So immediately Shabbos takes importance over here. Takes on importance because the reference is to the fact not that Shabbos is not a reference to the Yom Tov anymore, it's a reference to the Shabbos. You know what I mean? It's an interesting thing. So now the day that it was Chal in attains prominence. Okay? It's a switch. So, and that's what he's saying, and that's what the Pasuk means. So you see what the idea, the Pasuk is bringing out an idea over here. That's what Yechon Bezak is saying. The idea is that the Chag HaShavuos has a double determinant. And the double determinant is Mekadosh Tov Hazmanim, the Bezdin's Mekadosh, but also the institution of Shabbos itself. If it weren't for that institution, you would not have a Chag HaShavuos. So where is it reflected most preeminently? When Pesach is Chal on Shabbos. Because then it flows naturally. It is reflected to its greatest degree. So that's the Mikra, that's the Kusav, that's the Pasuk. You see? The Pasuk speaks in different terms. That's Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav speaks in different terms than Torah Shebaal Peh. But the terms reveal concepts and ideas, but it's different type of study. You see? Excuse me? So that's why it says Tisbu Chamishim Yom means, so then it's the fact that you could subjectively create Shabbosos. You see? That's correct. That's right. But you cannot have it without Shabbos. You see? But if you could not subject, like the person in the Midbar, if there were no concept of an individual establishing subjectively a Shavua, then you couldn't have it. That's correct. So that's why it says yes. So ad mimarchas haShabbos haShviyas tisbru chamishim yom. That means your Shabbos, the subjective. So it's a different kind of a framework and a different kind of a limud. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a different kind of a limud. You can't ask halacha questions on this type, but at the same time, it's very extremely interesting that you have the minds of Tanoim that are telling you an insight in how to learn the Pasuk. I mean, that's an amazing thing. That's a different kind of an area. So you see that the Chachmas HaKasav, perhaps that's what the Rambam means by Chachmas HaKasav. The Chachmas HaKasav is a different science. Different kind of idea. So you can't expect to look at Pesukim and just find Allah. But there's something else there. There's a certain metaphysical reality, a metahalachic reality that's revealed in the Pesukim. And that is that there is an idea that the Chag HaShavuos is brought about by a double causation system. Usfatam lechem imachras haShabbos. So the Pasuk switched from the Yom Tov to the day that the Yom Tov is Chalan. Because of the preeminence of what it wants to tell you is when the it told you already when Pesach is. It doesn't have to tell you. Now it wants to tell you when Shavuos is going to come out. And therefore it switches because it wants to show you that an essential ingredient is the institution of Shabbos. So when it's Chal in the proper time, then it's most preeminent. But if it can't be most preeminent, so then the Sphira does it. The Sphira does it because the Sphira creates the subjective Shabbos. Okay, that's the idea of Yechon Zara. That's right. Yud Gimel is different. Yud Gimel Shana Drash Vem is the method of Tosh Bal Peh. But this is understanding the underlying mikra. So there are ideas here, you see. So, and I think every one of these things, every one of these maimari chazal is of the same nature. Okay? As you go on, I think it's... Let me just... Okay, go ahead.
It's not a
crop. Time of mitzvah is the... It's not a crop. It's an underlying reason for the mitzvahs. This is where the Torah shows you certain ideas how they're woven into the system. That's a different kind of a science. It's different. Different kind of science. Yes. That's what I'm saying, that there is no halachic manifestation of it. I don't think in Birchem and Zaka Hill there's going to be a halachic difference. It can't be. It's not possible. So it doesn't mean to say that halachically, that's why the other question we had is no question. The difference in lumdus. We say that in one, and if it's Chal and Shabbos, if you skip a day, it's okay. No, halacha doesn't work out. That does not mean in halacha. Halacha is a separate thing. Whether the count is automatic or whether you're enunciating what day it is, that's going to be the same. But the underlying idea of how the system emerges and the ideas behind it, that's different. That's different, but it's expressed in a different manner. Okay, it's a different manner where it's manifest, where the institution of Shabbos Bereishis is the causation, as opposed to where the counting is the causation. Okay, that's a Birchan Mazaga. All right, want to take another one? Go ahead. The Tzdukim believed in a simplistic, they denied really the depth of the ideas. They believed in a simplistic interpretation. So if it's Machos HaShabbos, so it's Machos HaShabbos, it means Pesach, Chol, Wednesday, start counting after Shabbos. Okay? Yeah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ein Atzarach. Harei Omer Tispo Loch Sfira Tluya Bebezin. Shehem, that's Pesach and Dvar. Shiva Shavuos Tispo Loch Sfira Tluya Bebezin. Shehem yodim lecha, that's, you have to, better give yourself. Shehem yodim lekadesh yomtev. Okay? Shehem yodim lekadesh yomtev. Mimachras ha-Shabbos, mimachras yomtev. Yotzos Shabbos bereshis, shesfiras o'b'chol olam. Okay, so what is the idea over here? I mean, it says shivish was tespoach, sfira kliya bebezin. Shebezin kovin amoados for tzorach lishol emosai chol yom tefrishis al pesach shemas v'limnos asfirim imachros. Yetzah Shabbos Bereishis, Shabbos Mamash, Shesiros v'tliu b'chol olam, almost like the Rambam. She'en etzorach olodam lishol lebezin emosai chol yom rishon. Ela mamten at Shabbos shebesoch ha-pesach umaschil. Umaschil, right? Yeah, maschil limnos. Okay. So what is Rabbi Eliezer's answer? What's his answer? What is he saying? Sliya Bebezin. What is Rabbi Eliezer's answer? In other words, the pshat is what Rabbi Eliezer is, he's answering the question. I'm saying is, why does it say, that's why, you can see from the way he's approaching it. Because if it was simply a matter of, he doesn't answer the pasuk. He doesn't explain, Svatacham Machrus HaShabbos. Right? So what do you mean? So what does it mean? Ain't it tzarach? And he's bringing raya from shivash luas tispaloch. I mean, that, without that, he'd say that it's he'd say that it's a Shabbos bereishis. Obviously, it can't be. We have mesorah. We know that the yom tovim are anikvan through bezin, and that's the only kaveh. Yeah. But what he's saying is that's true halachically. But if you look into the meta halachic structure of the ksuvim. No. Mimachras HaShabbos, we have to understand. Shabbos, yeah, it says Shabbos. That's correct. Why does it say Shabbos? So in terms of the meta-halachic approach to the Pesukim, you have to say Shabbos means Shabbos Bereishis. Okay? But, he says, but if you take a look at the Pesukim say, Shiva Shavuos Tisparloch. So what are they? So what's the idea? The idea is, that really, ordinarily, we always thought that Shabbos is Mekudesh V'Yomeid and Yom Tov is just something which is modeled, which draws from Shabbos. Model left Shabbos. Without Shabbos, you couldn't have it. It's a malacha. So Yom Tov needs Shabbos. But over here, what he's saying is Shabbos needs Yom Tov. That Shabbos needs Yom Tov. And as the Rashi says, Tzorach Lishoil. What does Rashi say, Tzorach Lishoil? Rashi has said that Shebezin Kovin Amados. You don't have to have Tzorach Lishoil. Lema Sechal. And same thing with Shabbos. Shabbos Shesirosat Li B'Chalodam. Shein Tzorach Li Adam Lishoil. Why does that say Shein Tzorach Adam Lishoil? Rashi just said, Shesirosat Li B'Chalodam. Shekolodam Yedeyam Emesayam HaShabbos. Now, what Rashi's saying is, this is the idea that he's introducing. That the Yom Tovim are really mashlim the Kedushas HaShabbos, meta halachically. Why? Because the Kedushas HaShabbos is l'chol adam, that's a problem. I mean, it's one thing is that it's extensive, that every person has a chelik in Shabbos, okay? But that's not the end of the story for Shabbos, okay? The full story of Shabbos is really, that's true, but on the other hand, every person has to know that he really doesn't understand what's going on in the Yom HaShabbos. It requires limud and it's tzorach lishoil by the Sanhedrin, and it requires chachma. And the only ones that have the idea correct, insofar as human knowledge is capable, is the Sanhedrin. Okay. So Yom Tov is really a mashlim in terms of the Kedushas of Shabbos. So, but which is the koveya for the Yom Tov for Shavuos? The koveya is that kedusha. There are two kedushas in Klal Yisrael. One is a kedusha Shabbos. It's actually one kedusha Shabbos, but one is expressed in the institution of Shabbos Bereishis. Okay, that ain't adam tzorach lishoil, that everybody knows, everybody's mechuyav to be involved in and to know and to be cognizant of. And then there's another kedusha Shabbos where the person must know that he doesn't really understand. Maaseh Hashem, Maaseh Bereishis, and he has to be a Shoel of Maaseh Bereishis. And that's the Kedushas Yom Tovim. So the Yom Tovim are Mashlim, the Kedusha of the Yom HaShabbos. Just like Yom Tov needs Shabbos, Shabbos needs Yom Tov as well. You see? That's the idea. So that's why he didn't attack it from just that the word Shabbos means Shabbosan. Because he's learning it in a different way in terms of the Chachmas HaMikra. And in terms of Chachmas HaMikra, what he's saying is, yeah, it is Shabbos. But what does it mean? It means that the Shabbos is Yom Tov, and Shabbos are intertwined. And that's why the Torah points it out over here, because the Torah is teaching you that idea, that Shabbos is really Kedushas Yom Tov. Kedushas Yom Tov is really Kedushas Shabbos. They're identical. And each one is a different dimension of the Kedushas Shabbos in Klal Yisrael. So the Torah refers to it as Svat Melchami Mochras HaShabbos. But Shiva Shavuos Tispolach shows you that what creates the Kedusha of the Chag HaShavuos, only that Kedushas HaShabbos, which is the Kedusha of Tzorach Lishoel. That's the Kedushas HaShabbos that creates the Kedusha of Chag HaShavuos. So that's what he's saying. Okay? So it's an interesting thing. So you see that and that's why the Pesukim fit in very well. Svat Melchami Mochras HaShabbos, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyena, Ad Mimorchas HaShabbos HaShviyas, Tisbruch, I mean, a lot of Shabbosos here, you see. But the reason is that in this relationship between Pesach and Shavuos, the Torah took the opportunity to express this idea. The Mikra took the opportunity to express this idea. That in terms of Kedushas Klal Yisrael, to their place in existence before God, that the Kedushas HaShabbos has two fronts, is expressed in two ways, and it's not completed just by the Yom HaShabbos, but it's completed by the Moadim. And so I took the opportunity to express it in this relationship between the Chag HaShavuos and Chag HaPesach and Chag HaShavuos. Sheva Shabbosos to me, Mosiena. That it was the Shabbosos are included in the very structure and in the very formulation of the Chag HaShavuos is the Sheva Shabbosos and the Mochras HaShabbos. The Torah speaks in terms of Shabbosos because the Torah really is referencing the idea that the Kedushas HaShabbos is expressed in the Moadim. And that's part of the structure of the relationship between, it's expressed in the structure relationship between Pesach, which is the causation of Shavuos, through Shabbosos, and that's why over here the Torah refers to Pesach as Shabbos. Because this is expressing the idea that Kedushas Shabbos is expressed in the Moadim, and Shabbos needs the Moadim to fulfill its objective of Kedusha, and the idea of Kedusha in Klal Yisrael. Okay?
Yeah.
That's right. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's limud was specific for Shavuos. That Shavuos has to be brought about through the two Kedushas. Rabbi Eliezer's limud is a universal. That Yom Tov is mashlim the Kedushas of Shabbos. But it's expressed in one case. But the idea exists in all Yom Tov. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? Okay. But according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it's just Shavuos. So there you have to look for an idea in Shavuos. Different idea. Okay. Let's take the... Rabbi Yeshua Omer, right? Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Omer Torah, Menei Yomim V'Kadesh Chodesh. Menei Yomim V'Kadesh Atzeres. This is the machlekes one, right? Ma Chodesh Samach L'Biyoson Nikar. Afatzeres Samach L'Biyoso is Nikar. V'im Toma Atzeres Lo L'Machar Shabbos Heyach Tein Nikeres Mishalafonela. Okay, so Rashi. Menei Yomim V'Kadesh Chodesh At Chodesh Yomim Menei Tisha V'Esrim Yom The Kadesh Chodesh B'Yom Shloshim. Okay, see Rashi goes back to the same idea of Molad. The idea that we mentioned, Molad, I'm sorry, that's an intrinsic idea. Afatzera samach lebiyoso minyan hachamishim nikel lahem yom kavua sheyaschilu limnos bo. Dehainu mimochras yom tov rishon. Shem amtin ad lach ha-shabbos, ein shem heka yom kavua. The pa'amim shemaschil limnos biyud zayin, pa'amim biyud ches. All right, so that's Rashi. And Taisus quotes Rashi. Pirush Bekunshus. Lebias cheshbono. Samach lebias cheshbono. Nikur me emas maschilim noso. Dainu miyom choftes. Mishas mola levana. Afatzera samach lemiyom chamishim. Nikol ham yom kavu. Dainu betesnaim bechodesh. Mimachos yom tov rishon. Sha'ata mamtinin alachar Shabbat, Shem mamtin alachar alachar Shabbat, Ein Shem heka yom kavod, Fom mish maskul mish tazayim, Pom yizayim, Pom mish manasa, Pom yitess. Okay, that's Rashi. So what does it mean? So somuch lebiyos onikr means lebiyas cheshbono. Nikr me emas maskul imnoso. Dahainu miyom choftes mishas molad levana. So the yom, you need a yom kavur to start from. So by chodesh you have the yom kavur to start from, because you have the yom chavtes. So that's when you start the next cycle, the next count. It's koveya, the next count. So over here also, what's koveya, the next count? The machras yom tarishin is koveya, the next count. Yeah, that's correct. What we said last time was, what Aaron has mentioned, what we said last time was that the count of Shavuos is a substitute for the count. See, Kedushas HaMoados has to be borrowed from the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh is the prototype. That's the essential. Kedusha is the kviyas of Bezdin in terms of the Chodesh. So over here, you have a kviyas which is a different kind of kviyas. It's not based on the Chodesh. So what's the answer? So the answer is that really it's a substitute for, it reflects the count of Rosh Chodesh. Because the count of Rosh Chodesh is the Mekadesh. The count of Rosh Chodesh is the Mekadesh. And over here, this reflects the count of Rosh Chodesh. It's a substitute for the count of Rosh Chodesh. So that's how the Kedusha of the count of Bezdin, of the Kiddush HaChodesh, becomes involved in Shavuos. It's a different count, but it reflects the system of the count of Rosh Chodesh. Right? Yeah. In other words, what he's saying is like this, that the idea of the Sphira is to take the institution of Shabbos and involve it, incorporate it into to take the Kedusha of Shabbos and incorporate it into a Kedushas Minyan of Chodesh. Incorporate it into a Kedushas Minyan of Chodesh. So that's why it says, "Esfat l'chamim machras haShabbos, miyom aviyachem esomat nufa sheva shabbosos t'mimos t'yena, ad mimachras haShabbos hashviyis tisperu chamishim yom." So you see, the Torah is defining the minyan in terms of units of Shabbos, but the units of Shabbos are incorporated in a come about through an institution of minyan. And the institution of Minyan is the institution that's borrowed from Rosh Chodesh. Okay? So it's tying the two together, but in a certain manner. It's taking the idea of the institution of Shabbos and incorporating it into a system of Minyan of Chodesh. Okay? So therefore it must have this, it must be the same kind of minyan. So it must have a point that's nicker for the start of the minyan, because a minyan is based on a starting point. Without a starting point, there's no minyan. I mean, a minyan requires a defined starting point. So that just like by Chodesh you have a defined starting point, so over here also you need an objectively defined starting point. Otherwise, it lacks in minyan, so the whole concept can't be brought about. That's what he's saying. Okay? Say, in other words, like this. So that's why Sfatam Chamim Mochras HaShabbos is because in order to have the next day be the first day, so the last day has to be Shabbos. Do you understand? In other words, the next day is Sunday. Right? So you start counting when? You start counting the day after Yom Tov. Right? And you're counting Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyena. So that means you're considering the starting point to be the end of that week. To be the end of, to be the subjective Shabbos. Right? In other words, in order to have a starting point, you, what determines the starting point? The starting point is that the day before is the end of a unit of Shabbos. And that's why the next day is the beginning. In other words, you can't just start the first day and say, now I'm going to start counting Shabbos. But where did Shabbos come into the picture? Where did the concept of Shabbos exist other than on the Yom HaShvi? So the answer is that this was defined as the Yom HaShabbos. So now the next day is Sunday. So therefore, the Yom Tov was given a Shem Shabbos for the Shevash, in order to be the starting point for the Shevash Abbasos Tmimos Siena Ad Mimachras HaShabbos HaShviyas. Do you follow? In other words, it has to, you can't say start counting Sunday if there's no framework of Shabbos to begin with. Right? So therefore, what introduces the framework of Shabbos? The Yom Tov. So Yom Tov introduces the framework, the Shabboson of Yom Tov introduces the framework of the Shabbos of counting. So once Yom Tov is defined as Shabbos, so now the next day can be, now you're already in the series. Right now you're already in the nature of the series, which is the institution of Shabbos. But what is the Kaveh? What is the Kaveh of the institution? The Kedushas HaYom of Yom Tov. See, but without the Kedushas HaYom of Yom Tov, you can't start this whole system of Shabbosos that are tied to a minyan. In other words, you follow what I mean? In other words, what you're doing is you're taking the institution of Shabbos and you're incorporating it into a system of Sfira. Right? But you need a koveya, starting point. So in the starting point, you have to have the nature of the cycle has to already, you have to introduce the nature of the cycle somewhere. You can't just say, start counting. This is Sunday. How did it become Sunday? You say, where did Shabbos come into the picture? So the koveya for Shabbos is the Kedushas HaYom of Yom Tov. That's what he's saying. So that explains the Sfatam Chamim Mochras HaShabbos. Because the Sfira is, the idea of the Sfira is to incorporate the Yom HaShabbos, the concept of Shabbos, the institution of Shabbos, into a Sfiras Yomim, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyena, and therefore you're starting a system of Shabbosos based on Sfira, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyena. Now that means that there's a new kind of an institution of Shabbos that's brought about through Sfira, not through the Yom HaShvi. Okay, not through the Sheshes Yomim. So how do you introduce that? What is responsible for that? The Kedushas HaYom of Yom Tov is the koveya of that concept, and that's why the next day is already a Yom Rishon of Sfira. There's a Yom Rishon of Sheshes Me'amasa, and there's a Yom Rishon Al Yedei Sfira. But in order to have the Yom Rishon Al Yedei Sfira, you have to have the concept of Shabbos has to be brought in. There has to be a Koveya for this. What's the Koveya? The Kedushas HaYom of Yom Tov. The Kedushas HaYom of Yom Tov. That's what he's saying. Okay? You have to start after a day that has a Shem Shabbos, because that's what sets the whole cycle. And it throws the whole thing into a concept of Shabbos. So you must have a halachic koveya. So the halachic koveya is the Kedushas HaYom, the Shabboson, the Din Shabboson in the Yom Tov. That element of the Kedushas HaYom is the koveya for Shabbos. So here the Torah couldn't say Shabbosim like it ordinarily says, because it's using it for a different thing. It's using it for a starting point for a whole Shabbos, for a concept of Shabbos that's generated by a sphera, a different kind of an application of Shabbos. But you see clearly what the Torah is doing is it's discussing Shabbos, because it says So you see that it's a new kind of a Shabbos, a new Shem Shabbos that's brought about through Sphira. But you must have something that begins that conceptual cycle. So the Kedusha Sayom is Koveya. That's what he's saying. So Pesach is different than other Moadim. Because in other Moadim, it's true, there's a Shem Shabbosim. But over here, the Shem Shabbosim emerges as a Koveya in the institution of Shabbos that becomes incorporated in a sphere. Okay? That's what he said. Yes. It's this beautiful pshat in the pasuk. Explains the pasuk very nicely. Conceptual. Yes. Yeah, because that's what he's saying. It says the Torah says Menei Chodesh, and the Torah says Menei Yamin. So there's no, you couldn't have the Sphira has to be a Sphira of Chodesh, because that's what the Torah is doing. It's incorporating Shabbos into the Sphira. Into the sphera, and there's only one kind of sphera going to get to this area. It's a sphera of Menei Yom V'Kadosh Chodesh. That's the sphera. So it must have an objective starting point, otherwise it's not the same sphera.
Right, that becomes part of the Shabbos of Yom.
That's right. It has to be the same. The Din Sphera Shabbat demands that it must have a defined point, takeoff point, starting point. Otherwise, it lacks in the din sphera. But what we wanted to explain was, according to him, we said they're trying to answer. I mean, they're answering the question of the Lashon HaKosov that calls over here. In this case only, it calls Yom Tov Shabbos. Why? But the answer is because over here, the Pesach is involved in something more than another Yom Tov, because it's Koveya Chag HaShavuos through an institution of Sheva Shabbosos. So that's why it has to be a reference point for the whole institution of Shabbos. So therefore, the Koveya is the Din Shabbos in Yom Tov. So that's why it says Shabbos. You have to, over here, you need a different type of definition. Because since it's a Chachmas HaKosov inyan, so the Chachmas HaKosov is a different framework of thought. You know what I mean? It's not the ordinary halachic framework of thought. It's a different framework of thought. It's a different facet in Chachmas HaTorah. I mean, it's a different dimension over here. You see, the way you have to put it, the way you have to put it is, what is the mikra expressing? In other words, you can't put it in ordinary definitive terms. You can't make recourse to your usual manner of definition, because it's a different science. It's a different kind of knowledge over here. So the knowledge over here is a knowledge of Chachmas HaMikra, Chachmas HaKosov. So you have to give your definitions in terms of a different framework. And the framework has to be, what is the Mikra occupying itself with? You see? According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Mikra is expressing the manifestation of the institution of Shabbos in the causation of Shavuos. The manifestation of it. So that's why it has two alternate systems, because there are two types of manifestation. One is a manifestation from the already set Yom HaShabbos, okay, the Sheshes Yomim and the Yom HaShvi'i. That's one manifestation. And the other manifestation is from the Sfiras HaAdam, the Sfiras HaTzibur, the sphere of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so the mikra is expressing itself. Of course, you remember what the Tanaim are answering is this strange expression of Usfatim Lachamim Machras HaShabbos. Okay, so the definitions you give have to be in terms of the framework of the expression of the mikra. You understand what I mean? Not in terms of the ordinary methods of definition. So you can't use the ordinary methods because those are halachic methods of definition. But over here, your framework is the Chachmas HaKosef. So therefore, the nature of your definition has to be in line with the framework. So if you want to differentiate between one Tana and another Tana, it must be in that framework. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying that the Mikra is speaking in terms of the manifestation of the causation of the Chagashulis. And what the Torah is telling you is that the Chagashavuos has to be caused by an institution of Shabbos. But the manifestation of this institution will take place in two different ways, and that's why I have two different psukim. Okay? Whereas Rabbi Yeshua is saying something different. He's saying the Mikra is not speaking in terms of the manifestation of the incorporation of Shabbos and the causation of Shabbos. You see? But the Mikra is speaking in terms of the institution of the Sphira. That this sphere, and not in terms of manifestation, because then you're going to have two forms of manifestation, but it's speaking in the very institution of the sphere, that the whole process is to take the institution of Shabbos and incorporate it in an institution of sphere, which is borrowed from Kiddush HaChodesh. So therefore, just like over there, you have a definitive starting point. So over here also, you have to have a definitive starting point. So Mimochras HaShabbos, the term Shabbos over there is used because you have to be koveya, a system of Shabbosos. So where's your starting point? So you can't start. What makes it Yom Rishon? Yom Rishon is because yesterday was Shabbos. So how did yesterday become Shabbos? It was Sfatim Lachamim Machras HaShabbos. So the Kiddusha Shabboson in the Yom Tif creates the role that sets up the whole system of taking the institution of Shabbos and subordinating it to an institution of Sfira that's borrowed from Kiddush HaChodesh. So that's the determinant. So the Chochmas HaMikra is expressing something different. The Sfatim Lachamim Machras HaShabbos is expressing the reason why you can have a system of Shabbosos that are incorporated in a system of Sfira. Because you have to have a definitive starting point, and you can't start Yom Rishon. Where did I start today's Yom Rishon? Well, Yom Rishon from what? So it can only be Yom Rishon if yesterday was Shabbos. So the Kedusha of the Kedusha Shabbos of Shabboson in the Yom Tov of Pesach is the starter of the whole system of creating Shavuos through an institution of Shabbos. So if you want to define them, you have to define them in terms of the Chachmas, what the Mikra is revealing. What is the Mikra talking about? That's what the Sfat L'Cham Machras HaShabbos means according to Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, it's the determinant, the whole process is how the process takes place is defined by Yisratam L'Cham Machras HaShabbos. You see? Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, yeah, that's correct, yes. So because according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sfatim Lachamim Machras HaShabbos is the day in which Yom Tov was Chal. When Yom Tov was Chal on Shabbos, because that's what he says. Okay, so there, the Machras HaShabbos is a reference to the Yom in which the Yom Tov is Chal. So that's why, right? That's correct. Because that's very simple. So you see, so the difference is clear. The difference is clear. The difference between the two is that according to one, it's the manifestation. The Chochmas HaKosef is expressing the manifestation of the institution of Shabbos in the causation of Shavuos. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Sfatim Lachamim Machras HaShabbos means when Yom Tov is Chal on Shabbos. So it means Shabbos Bereishis. Okay? So that's the Chachmas HaKasav, because the Chachmas HaKasav is, it wants you to know that wants to show you the manifestation in the halachic system. In the meta-halachic system, the manifestation of Shabbos and the causation of Shavuos. It's not a halachic phenomenon, because you can't have two different Yamim Tovim. One is Chal and Shabbos, and one is not Chal and Shabbos. That doesn't make any halachic sense. But in Chachmas HaKasav, in the meta-halachic system, it does make sense. So that's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yeshua. It's very clear that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the term Shabbos is a reference to the Yom Shechal Tezvovbo. Okay? And according to Rabbi Yeshua, Usfatam Lachemim Machras HaShabbos is the element in Yom Tov that's responsible, that enables the whole, makes possible the whole count and the whole system of incorporating Shabbosos into an institution of Sphira. Okay? That's the difference. Each one holds that this is the idea that the Torah is, that the Chachmas HaKasav is expressed. It's like a machlokas in, like the Rambam says, you have machlokas tanoim many times in philosophy. But there's no halachic, there's no psak on that, you see. But over here, it's a machlokas in a different area, in Chachmas HaKasav. Okay? In Chachmas HaKasav, there's no psak on it.
Why do you contain two ideas?
No, you can't contain two ideas. When it says Usfatam Lacham Mimachas HaShabbos, so they're mutually exclusive. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it means Shabbos Bereishis. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it means Yom Tov. You know what I mean? So it can't be both. What is the Chachmas HaKasav? It's a machlokes. I mean, like I said, this is a rare situation where you see Tanoim applying the powers of analysis to the system of Chachmas HaKasav. And there's an intuition here. I mean, there's an intuition. Just like in any machlekes, there's an intuition. So each one goes by his own intuition, which is based on his knowledge. So you have different opinions. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's like this. Like we said yesterday, in other words, it's not the way we intuitively understood it, namely that Shabbos is complete by itself, and Yom Tov borrows from Shabbos. But what it means is that Shabbos, just like Yom Tov needs Shabbos, Shabbos needs Yom Tov, because Shabbos is l'chol adam. That's one kedushas Yisrael. But that would be wrong if you just stopped there, because then it would imply that everybody has a chelik in the real instant in the underlying ideas of the Yom Shabbos, and that's not true. Only the Chachmei Yisrael have it. So Yom Tov is, you have to be sure by the Chachamim. So Yom Tov is mashlim the idea of Shabbos. So Sfatam Lachem Mimachras HaShabbos means because Yom Tov is a mashlim for the Kedushas Shabbos in Klal Yisrael. So it comes out that without the Moadim, you wouldn't be, the Kedushas Shabbos would never be Nishlam in Klal Yisrael. Because it's true, it has two dimensions. One is the Chol Adam, and one is only Chachmei Yisrael. You have to be sure about that. And both are necessary. Both frameworks are necessary. So therefore, in every Yom Tov is the Kedushas Shabbos. And there's one Yom Tov that was chosen to be brought about by both. By both. And that's the Chag HaShavuos. So the Chag HaShavuos is the one Yom Tov of all of them that manifests this idea of the unification. It's the unification of the Kedushas Shabbos and the Kedushas Yom Tov. It finds its unification in the Chag HaShavuos. It's an interesting thing. And it's based on the idea that Yom Tov is mashlim the Shabbos. So that's why it says, "Esfatam lachem imachas haShabbos." There's a one case that you have that of all the modern Shavuos was chosen to be the one that manifests that idea, because its very essence is contingent on two things. And why is that so? Because in Yom Tov is the mashlim of Shabbos. "Esfatam lachem imachas haShabbos." So it's a completely different idea. I mean, both according to Rabbi Eliezer, and according to And according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I mean, it makes perfect sense why Shavuos was chosen. Because it's Matan Torah. Was Matan Torah. And Zman, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So that Yom Tov was chosen for this idea. I mean, Ram says more often, no question, that that's the choice is Matan Torah. Even though Torah doesn't express it openly. But you see that their idea, that the ideas run very deep in the, they're woven into the system. Into the system. But in a hidden way. It's an interesting thing. I mean, you have to understand. You know, I mean, what you see from Chazal is that there's a right way to answer a question. In other words, if you just want to disprove the tzedukim, so I can show you it's impossible. But where does that leave you? That leaves you hanging. Oh, so why did Torah do it this way? You see? A full answer doesn't just disprove a certain possibility, but it gives you a true framework and an understanding of ideas. And the answer is peripheral, why it can't be. The answer becomes peripheral, because the answer emerges naturally from the true understanding, not just to refute the tzedukim. Okay? And that's really what Chazal are doing. They're showing you a whole insight into the system of Yom Tov and why Shavuos is an exception to the rule, and it's not Nikva al Yedei Kiddush HaChodesh like the other Moradim. There's a reason for it. And if you understand it, then you'll see why the whole question that they have doesn't begin. But there's two ways to answer something. One way to answer it's impossible, but why? You're not explaining why it's impossible. Well, why did Torah do it that way? To show you from the Torah it's impossible. That's not enough. But when you see the depth of the idea, the concept, that's the real answer. You know what I mean? That's the real way to answer a question in general. Not to simply answer the question. That's just half of an answer. If I show you something's impossible, I don't understand why. It could have been possible the other way. So just to show that it's impossible does not show why it's impossible. What you really want to show is why it's impossible. The underlying ideas which are responsible for the impossibility. Okay, and that's what the Tanoim did. Clear. I mean, that's the way Chazal are answering this question is the correct methodology to answer a question in every sphere of knowledge, not just there. Yeah, the reason why it says by the Omar at Nufa, what's the pasuk there? Right? So that, the reason why it mentions that is, at this point, but you'll see one of the Tanoim later really bases his whole system from this point. But these Tanoim are not. For these Tanoim, the concept of this point is that the Omer at Nufa has to be on the first day of the Kviyas of the system. On the first day of the Kviyas, or the first day in the series of the system.
Nothing starts it, really nothing starts it.
It's just on the first day of it. That's right. On the first day. It doesn't start off. Because you see, for instance, you don't have the Omer, and it starts off anyways. Mimachos Shabbos. Mimachos Shabbos. So that's the answer at this point. But you'll see, I mean, what you're observing is a good point, because you'll see one of the time later. He bases the whole system on this point. And he gives a different approach. Okay? Rabbeinu Tam Mefarsh, Ma'chodesh Samach L'Biyosah Shechodesh Nikar Masa Yeh Rosh Chodesh, D'miyad D'mechsi Siro V'ein Nivis Kuli Alme Yadi, Shayom Yeh Mola D'Lamochi Katsha Bezna Sechodesh, Af Atzerach Tzorach Shei Hei Nikar Yedul Olam Zman Kedul Shosa, Samach L'Biyosah, D'ayinu Em Maschilin Lundas B'shish Yosah B'Nisan, Shehitno Neem Kama Alavona Gedola, B'chmish L'Chodesh Kshishir B'Sivim B'Osah Shir Yedu Shalamochi Yizkadesh Atzerach. Okay? Yeah. That's Rabbeinu Tam. So, of course, you see the Rabbeinu Tam, when we learned the lesson, it struck us as strange. And what kind of a thing is this? Where do you see that you have to look up that, in the mitzvah to look up on an ear to see the size of the moon and anticipate what is going to, how it's going to appear in a month from now? Where was all this? I mean, it's nowhere to be found. Okay, is that a kiyum? Am I supposed to do this? You don't even have a minute like that. I mean, usually the menagim you have pick up some of these things. But there's no minigun on hey here, okay? Yeah. So what's the answer though? What's the answer? Now the answer is very the answer according to the way we're learning is emerges naturally, because Rabbeinu Tam understood that this is not halacha. You see, Rabbeinu Tam understood it's not halacha. This is chachmas hakasuf. Okay, it's a different system. All right. So Rabbeinu Tam was understood that the Tanoim are addressing this problem in a completely different framework than ordinary halacha. And in that framework, Rabbeinu Tam's answer makes sense. Okay? Not in the framework of halacha. In the framework of halacha makes no sense. There's no din of looking up at the seeing the size of the levana. I mean, no such thing like that. It's not halacha kiyum. But what is he saying? Okay? Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Rabbeinu Tam is saying that there is... See, Rabbeinu Tam, it's a meta halacha concept. Rabbeinu Tam is saying that the Kedusha of the Mo'adim is ultimately tied to a Kedusha of all of Klal Yisrael. It's not just Besdin. But you see, even Rashi and other one, that Tzorach Lishoel, it means that there's an interaction between the Besdin and between Klal Yisrael. So without that, there wouldn't be any Mo'adim. Just for the Sanhedrin, you wouldn't have any Mo'adim. It has to trickle down to Klal Yisrael. It has to affect all of Klal Yisrael. So what he's saying is the Mo'adim is an institution of Kedushas Yisrael. It's not just a Maisa Mitzvah. It's an institution of Kedushas Yisrael. And what is the institution? The institution is that Klal Yisrael is tied to the Chachmas HaLevana. To the Chachmas HaLevana. And without that, there is no Kedushas Mo'adim. He's not talking about the halachic determinants. In halacha, it wouldn't make any sense, you see. He's not talking about halachic determinants. He's talking about the ideas behind, because this is the meta halachic ideas, so it's a different kind of a system. Okay? So in this meta halachic system, what he's telling us is that the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael is that Klal Yisrael, that's Kedusha Mo'adim, is the Kedusha Makar Yisrael Asmanim, that Kedusha is a Kedusha of tying Klal Yisrael, the whole of Klal Yisrael, to Chachmas HaLevana, Chachmas HaYireach, and the Chachmas Tkufos HaMazalos. So therefore, it has to be manifest. It has to be manifest, and without that, there's no Kedushas Mo'adim. Therefore, you can't have Mimachas Shabbos, can't be Shabbos Bereshis. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is learning. I think what he means is like this. It's simpler. What he means, see, he's talking about a different dimension according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam also agrees. Yes. I think Rabbeinu Tam is saying is like this. Rabbeinu Tam is saying that it's a different dimension over here that he sees. In other words, he holds also like Rabbi Eliezer. But one difference. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer showed that there's two manifestations of the Chachma of the Bar Yalom. One is in Shabbos and one is in Yom Tov, and they need each other. Okay, because one is L'chol Adam. You have to have Mesur L'chol Adam on one level. On another level, you have to make it clear that only certain people really are privy to these ideas, to the real ideas, to the real knowledge. It's not just Shabbos today. There's a whole Chachma here, and there are certain human beings that have access to this knowledge, insofar as humanly possible. Okay? Lishoel, you have to be Shoel, you have to be Shoel L'chacham. Okay? So, but what he's saying is there's a different dimension. And that dimension is that the Chachma of the Mo'adim also has to be brought down to the level of Kol Adam. There is a level of Kol Adam also in the Chachma of the Mo'adim. Just like in Shabbos, Bereshis, there's a level of L'chol Adam. Okay? So it's really, according to him, it's an extension. I mean, it's a different facet of the idea of the Kiddusha of Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay? Namely, that Kiddush HaChodesh conveys two ideas. One is that these ideas are only really known by an individual who reaches the level of a Chachmei Yisrael, Soto Ibor, that's one concept. But that it would be wrong if you ended there, and you said that the Kiddush HaSisrael, that the Kol Adam have no role in this. We leave it to the Chachmei Yisrael. And we play no role in this Chacham, because we're not ready, we're not fit for it. That's wrong. Because Klal Yisrael is also involved in an offshoot of that Kedusha. In other words, it has to also affect them. It has to involve them on their level. You see? It's also Mesura L'Chol Adam Al Yedei Chachmei Yisrael. So how is it Mesura L'Chol Adam? That's really the framework of Rabbeinu Tam. Because as everybody knows, when the Chama is Nistara, it's that tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. Doesn't he say that? Isn't that right? It says what is that? When the Levan, so the Levan is Mechsi. Mechsi Sira. Veinanir is Kuli Alma Yadi Shayom Yemola, Lamachi Kach Besan Chodesh. Right? So they all know that everybody knows that. So it's manifest, the Kedusha, in terms of the halachic system, really, the fact that everyone knows plays no role. There's no halacha like that. Everybody has to know. A person can be a total idiot. And it's still the same Rosh Chodesh. But what it means is that in terms of Kedusha Yisrael, that's really not true. Really, the objective is that the knowledge should be brought down to every level, and even the plain Yisrael has to be involved. The purpose, the objective, is to involve even the plain Yisrael. It's true, all he could see is visually, he can recognize something's going on. He doesn't have a deep understanding. But he has to in some way partake of the Chachma from the Chachmei Yisrael. There has to be a connection. If there's no connection, there's no Kedusha. You see? That's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. So therefore, why it calls it Shabbos, insofar as Shabbos is Mesura L'Chol Adam. So it's the dimension of Mesura L'Chol Adam of Kiddush HaChodesh that is involved in creating the Chag HaShavuos. It means that there's an element of a Mekadesh that there is in Shabbos, that element exists in Yom Tov too. And what is the element? The Kedusha Shabbos would be impossible if it's not Mesura L'Chol Adam. Right? I mean, that's what it is. I mean, Osi Beni Evan Echem L'Doras Echem. It's Mesura L'Chol Adam, all Klal Yisrael. Everybody's involved equally. So that's the bris. So that concept exists also in Kiddush HaChodesh. You see? And a special in the Kedusha of the Moadim. In the Kedusha of the Moadim. So in the Kedushas Moadim of Shavuos, the Kedushas Moed of Shavuos, that element is also there. And how is that element there? Because everyone can see, can anticipate. See, it's an interesting thing, but anticipation is an important thing. Because anticipation is knowledge. Knowledge is not complete until you can predict and determine. Because you know, if you have sound knowledge, you know what's going to happen. Without prediction, there's no sound knowledge. A person can't have sound knowledge of the motion of the celestial bodies unless he can predict exactly when an eclipse is going to take place, or when, otherwise he's lacking knowledge. So the anticipation is the mark of the full knowledge. And that full knowledge has to be a part of all of Klal Yisrael. Just so there's a Shabbos aspect in the Moadim. In the Moadim. It's reflected in an ordinary Moed, because an ordinary Moed is based on Rosh Chodesh. It's based on the condition of Rosh Chodesh in which that knowledge exists. And in the Chag HaShavuos, it's also expressed, it's also manifest. In the fact that Klal Yisrael is tied to the Chachmas HaYireach. And the Chachmas, which reflects the Chachmas Kufas and Mazalas, Chokuzman, Nasan, Lam, Shleishan, Astafkudin, as a Stafkidim, that the whole universe works according to another. you see. That idea is the idea that is necessary for all of Klal Yisrael, otherwise you could not have the Kedushas. And that's the underlying meta-halachic idea in the Kedushas Yisrael of modern, you see.
So he says the Olam means Bnei Yisrael, not the Olam.
Excuse me?
He says the Olam.
Yeah, it means Bnei Yisrael. It means La'olam. Kuli Alma Yadi. Everybody knows. Where's La'olam?
It says right there.
Yadu La'olam is Man Kedushasa, Samach L'Biasa. It's always known. It's always predictable. Rabbeinu Tam introduces a different... According to Rabbeinu Tam, who's Trevor? Rabbi Shua's Trevor, right? That's Rabbi Shua's Pshat. Because Pshat is introducing a whole different dimension of the Kedushas Ma'adam. In Sfat Mechamim Machas HaShabbos, it means that the Kedusha of Shabbos, which is that it's Shabbos is L'chol Adam, is brought into the Kedushas Yantif. And without that, there's no Kedushas Yantif. You see? So Yantif is also, but in Yantif it's the Kedusha stems from a different thing than the regular Shabbos, because regular Shabbos is Yishesh Yomim and Yom HaShvi, but over here it's the tie into the Chachmas HaYareach, and that's the Kedusha. But it's L'chol Adam. There's a L'chol Adam dimension and aspect to it. That's where Rabbeinu Tam is learning Rabbi Yeshua. But like I said, it's not a halachic thing. That's where Rabbeinu Tam makes sense. Because when we look at Rabbeinu Tam first, it doesn't make any sense, because you think that he's speaking in ordinary terms, it would be in halachic terms, it doesn't make any sense. But he's not speaking in ordinary terms. He's speaking in the special framework that Chazal are talking about in this particular analysis, which is analysis of Chachmas HaKasav. Okay? The next one is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Omrata Rehove Omer B'Pesach, Ushteya Ahalechem Ba'atzer. It's a little bit hard over here. Okay, so there's two things. There's Omer B'Pesach, and then you have Shteya Lechem on Shavuos, right? But of course, there's a big difference. That Omer comes after the first day of Pesach. And Shteya Lechem comes on Shavuos. A little discrepancy. But anyway, let's see. It says, Ma'alahalon Regel Utchilas Regel, Afkan Regel Utchilas Regel. Okay, regel utchilas regel. Rashi, where's Rashi? Yemala halam b'shtei lechem batzeres regel hu utchilas regel. Af yom avos omer regel utchilas regel. V'im namten ad l'acha Shabbos pam shehoisa bo besofa regel. Kigon shechol Pesach b'sheni b'Shabbos. Okay, so Pesach v'schal b'sheni b'Shabbos. So then it's going to be when... It'll be on the following Sunday, which will be the seventh day, right? Okay, yeah, you're right. That's the other way. So what does he say? So he says, but what's the idea? Regel utchilas regel. Am I in the right place? Af yom avosam a regel utchilas regel. Okay. That's it. Shabbos Mata's next shot, right? That's all Rashi is on this. Regel utchilas regel. So it has to be regel and tchilas regel. But it can't be tchilas. It can't be... So apparently, Chazal weren't concerned that the Omer comes out on the day after, as opposed to Shavuos, when it comes out on the Yom Tov itself, the Shtei Alachim. That didn't bother them. I mean, that would ordinarily say that's the framework. Right? Yeah. But they were concerned, they said there's a concept of Tchilas Regel. Tchilas Regel, but not, I mean, so why didn't the Torah say bring it on Yantif? Right, why didn't the Torah say bring it on Yantif? I mean, that's, why isn't it on Pesach itself? Right. Yeah, go ahead. But according to the first shot, I mean, that's the important thing. That apparently, who was it that said this? Rabbi Shmuel. Apparently Rabbi Shmuel didn't care that it's not symmetrical. That it's not symmetrical, right? That the Omer is on the day after, that's okay, but it's Tchilas Regel, but the Shtei Alechem is on the Yantif itself. One would say, I mean, how could you, How can you start dashing Tchilas Regel once it's not on the same day? Who cares? Right? But the answer we gave was, we gave an answer on this, based on the chinuch that gives a beautiful tama mitzvah for the yomer. Okay? And he explains that the tama mitzvah for the yomer is simply, I mean, he always has a simple, clear tam. But a lot of times a simple, clear tam really has, if you look into it a little deeper, has a very deep idea there. That he says that it's because Chesed Hashem that he makes the Tevuah grow every year in this man Aviv. The cycle begins and the whole process starts in which Tevuah grows and Bnei Adam can exist because they have mazonos. Because the main mazon of Adam is Tevuah. Okay? The main mazon of Adam is Tevuah. So we explain, so what does that mean? He really explains an interesting thing about the Omer. That what is the Omer? The Omer is the celebration of the Ashgacha Kolis. That's what it means. It's the celebration of the Ashgacha Kolis. It's an interesting thing. So that's why it couldn't be on the first day of Pesach. It couldn't be on the first day of Pesach, because the first day of Pesach is Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Yetzias Mitzrayim is Ashgacha Pratius to teach the ideas and the universals of Yichud Hashem and Yesh Me'ayin and the whole concept of Yecholas Hashem because he's the creator and it's under his control and all the ideas. But those ideas were manifested through the Yitzgalus Hashem of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Ashgacha Pratius. Okay? So that's why you can't have the Omer on that day. Not possible. Because that's the day of secret Yetzias Mitzrayim is not possible. But it must be tied directly to it. So, Mimacharas HaShabbos. Svatim Lechem Mimacharas HaShabbos. After you get finished with that Yom Tov, with secret Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the ideas, now, don't forget, you need a special special carbon to celebrate the Ashgacha Klolius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ashgacha Klolius, that the world works in a certain way, in Chesed Hashem, in a natural law. It's an interesting thing. That's the only thing, the only thing that we have, I believe. We have something that's identified as the celebration of the Ashgacha Klolius. Ashgacha Hashem, Ashgacha Klolius. Not Ashgacha Pratius. It has to be tied to Ashgacha Pratius. You need the prerequisite of the Kedushas Yontif and the Sibbat Sis Mitzrayim and the Nissan, the whole Kedusha of Yom Pesach. And then Mimacharas HaPesach. The Sfatim Lachem Mimacharas HaShabbos. So, therefore, he says that there's an equation. It must be B'tchilas HaRegel. B'tchilas HaRegel. Why? What's the tie-in? What's the equation between that and between Chag HaShavuos and the Shtei HaLechem? Because the answer is that the Shtei HaLechem is a further manifestation of this idea. The Shtei HaLechem is also, just like the Yomer, the only thing Shtei HaLechem is the Yomer is Matir B'Medina and the Shtei HaLechem is Matir B'Migdash. So apparently Migdash itself requires a special celebration of the Ashgacha Klolius. To be matter the Tevuah in the Migdash, of Yom Bikurim. So, but the only difference is that insofar as Migdash is concerned, you see, it's tied into the Kedushas Hayom of the Yom HaTzeres. You see, but in Pesach it couldn't be tied in. Because then it would be taken away from the focus of the Isgalus Hashem to teach us the essential ideas. You see, so that's why it has to, over there. It's tied in Mimacharas HaPesach. But in Shavuos, since there's no, it's not a yom of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not a Yom Yetzias Mitzrayim. So on the contrary, so that's it's appropriately tied into the Kedushas Hayom. It should be tied into Kedushas Hayom. So you see, you have a celebration, a special kiyum of the Shtei Alechem, which is a special kiyum in the Yom HaTzeres of celebrating the the Ashgacha Klolius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashgacha Klolius. So that's what he says, that there's an equation between the two. The equation is that they both must be tied into the regal. But that's why in Shavuos it's tied into the Yom itself, and in Pesach it's tied into the Macharasa. Mi Macharasa Shabbos. Okay? That's Rabbi Yishmael. But Rabbi Yishmael takes from that Pasuk that Sula mentioned. The Pasuk, what's the Pasuk? Pasuk is Svatram Mi Macharasa Shabbos. Mi Yom Avichem Es Omer Atnufa. Sheva Shabbosos Tmiros Tiena. That the Omer Atnufa, the focus is on the Omer Atnufa. That's where it stems from, according to Rabbi Yishmael. Okay? The celebration of the Ashgacha Klolius. Yes.
I'll tell you what
it demonstrates. What it demonstrates is that if a person cannot celebrate the Ashgacha Klolius, he has no part in Matan Torah. That's what it shows. That there has to be the ability, an objective ability, to recognize Chachmas Hashem on an objective plane. And if you don't recognize the Ashgachas Hashem and the universal, then and you don't have the Shevach or Dor for the Ashgacha Klolius, and a recognition of the Ashgacha Klolius, then there's no Matan Torah. There's no Matan Torah. He has no Chavak Matan Torah. Yes. I mean, in Yehadis, there are a lot of ideas that are woven into mitzvahs, you know, but this is the essence of it. This is the one, the only one, that's the essence of the mitzvah. And it's tied and it's expressed in two ways. That you can't finish with Yetzias Mitzrayim unless it's complemented by Ashgacha Klolius, and the Yom and the Kedushas HaYom HaShavuos can't exist unless you recognize the Ashgacha Klolius. You say that. Yeah, I'm looking at the Ramban now, because the Ramban is very good. The Ramban says like this. The Ramban says, Va'ato omer lecha klal b'tam mitzvos rabos. Yeah. Me'eis heyos avodah zorah ba'olam mimei enosh. Hechelu adeos l'shtabosh be'emuna. Mehem kofrin be'ikar. Va'omim ki olam kadmo. Ki chashub Hashem. The Yom Rulohu, Umehem Makhishim be the Oso Aprotius, Vomru Echa Yeda Kel, the Yej Deo Beelion, Umehem She Yodu be a Dio, Umakhishim Bash Gocha, the Yasu Odom Kidgea Yom, Shloyashkiacha Kelbaim, the Eni Moam Onosho Socha, Vomru Oza Vashem Asarats, the Kashe Yitzo Lakim, the Eda Obiochid, the Yas Imoyim Mofes Bishinim and Hogo Shel Olam Vetivo Yisbare Lakol Bitul Hadeos Ha'ela Kulam Ki Amofes Hanifla Mora Sheyesh Lolam Aloka Mechadjo V'yodea U'mashgiach V'yocho. Okay? That's the Ramban. Okay? That's the Ramban. He says, Eskayim Zatara Kula. So it comes out like this, that there's two facets to this. One is the manner in which it took place, which was the Isgalos Hashem and the way he brought it about. And then it harks back to certain ideas, you see. Of course, I mean, that's the purpose of it. But the question is, what is the Torah focusing on? Okay, so in the Kiddushas Hayom of the Yom Rishon Shel Pesach, so you have the Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvahs. All these things are really the Hisgalos, to make sure the Hisgalos is known for every door. You say for every door. The Hisgalos, of course, appoints to ideas that are Kaddish, like the Ramban says, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Machadesh Olam, is Yodea, and is Yodea, and Mashal and Socher. Right. But interesting is, and that's what the Omer is really. That's what the Omer in the Shtei Alechem is. It means it's mashlim the ideas, the emphasis in the Chagah Pesach is on how HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it about, the manifestation that this Galus Hashem that occurred in order that we should have the ideas, okay? But the Machras HaPesach, Machras HaShabbos, is a celebration of the ideas themselves. The ideas themselves. Because in the Tvua, it shows you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadei Shalom, the Ashgacha Klolius, and it's Hizi Yodeyat, Chesed Hashem. And apparently, according to the Ramban, there's another idea, and that really the Gemara Roshana supports that. So that you'll have peros, and Omer doesn't Omer be Pesach because of the Tvus? Yeah. So it means this is that schar. So the idea of schar is also included there. So these three things the Ramban mentions is all included. It's the Ashgacha Klolius, and also according to Ramban, even more. The Ashgacha Klolius, and also that he's Yodea, and also the element of Schar is there as well. The element of Schar is there. So it comes out that the Shtei HaLechem and the Omer is the idea essentially of Ashgacha Klolius, which is Machadish and is Yodea, but it even includes the idea of Schar as well. Even includes the idea of Schar, also included. So that's really, according to the Ramban, and no doubt the Ramban was there, that's really the time on mitzvah. So now let's get back to the psukim. So how did the psukim work out? Usfatam lachem mimochras haShabbos. So the koveya. So the koveya of the Chag HaShavuos is the Omer, which is the ideas, the essential ideas. That's the koveya. And that's why it refers to Pesach as Mimachras HaShab, as Shabbos. Because Shabbos is really, that's the sort of Shabbos, is that is Yesh Me'ayin, Borei Olam, Mechadesh V'Tuvah. That's really the idea of the Yom HaShabbos. So that's why it refers to it as Shabbos, because it's referring to it in terms of its objective. In other words, the overt manifestation of the Kedusha of Pesach is really in the vehicle and the means, that we shouldn't forget the occurrences and the vehicle and the means of the Nisim that were brought about by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the objective, which is reflected in the idea of the Yom HaShabbos, because that's really that is Yotzeh Kol, Borei Olam, that is hidden in the Yom Tov. It points to it, and that's the whole essence, like Ramban says, that's the whole Tama Mitzvah. So in the Tama, and it's included in the Tama Mitzvah. So the Torah refers to the Yom Tov as Shabbos because the Shabbos is the Tam of the Mitzvah of the Chag HaPesach. And that's the Koveya of the Chag HaShavuos on the Shtei HaLechem. V'yom HaBikurim B'Aviyachem Mincha Chadash L'Hashem B'Shavuoseichem. So the Mincha Chadasha, the Shtei HaLechem, the Yom HaBikurim, is Nikva. And its essence is because of the objective of the Yom Tov and the Kedusha Yom of the Chag HaPesach. That's the underlying, that's the train of ideas that are behind the Pesach's expression. And the Yom Tov of Shavuos is really the, and that's why it's Man Matan Tarasenu, it's appropriate. But it's the Yom HaBikurim B'Aviyichem Es Mincha Chadosh L'Hashem B'Shavu Yisechem. So the Mincha Chadosh is the essence, because that reflects the idea of the Borei Olam. And that's the objective behind, it's not the essence, not the overt essence of the Kedushas Hayom of the Yom Tov of Pesach. the overt kedusha and the essential kedusha is the nisim and the flos and the sipra nisim. That's the overt manifestation of the, that's overt kedusha yom. But behind it lies an objective, a hidden objective. That hidden objective is brought out with mimachras haShabbos, and the Shabbos is a reference to the ideas, the Yesod Yesodos, and that's koveya the Chag HaShavuos. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. The Ramban says on Yom Tov Pesach. So you have a Yom Tov that manifests. I mean, essentially, the idea we mentioned before is, does, I don't think it changes. Essentially, it's really the essence is that it reflects as Ashgacha Klolius. I mean, it's also Schavon is also brought in there because the Maimer of Rabbi Akiva. But essentially, it's Shabbos, which is the Yotzer Kol. I mean, the Borei Olam, the Yesh Me'ayin, the Yisod Yisodos. I mean, that's the essence. That's Ashgacha Klolius. That's Ashgacha Klolius. So the Ashgacha Klolius, you see that there is one mitzvah, which really is tied to the Kedusha Yom of the Chag HaShavuos, which is Ashgacha Klolius. It's an amazing thing. It's an interesting thing. So that really philosophically explains the trip from Pesach to Shavuos. From Pesach to Shavuos is the time that, like the Rambam says in the Mora, that Klal Yisrael needed a certain amount of time to reach a certain level of Yedias Hashem. And that was culminated in the Chag HaShavuos and Matan Torah. So it started with the Nisun HaFlos, which is what we celebrate. But it points and moves towards an objective of the Kedusha of the Chag HaShavuos. Siman Matan Torah Sein. But it doesn't go right away. Apparently it doesn't go right away. It requires time. Because for the Chachma to unravel, you require time. It's not a simple matter. We don't have a dust that has a simple fact. Bereshis Bo'el Kim Esrim Vesaros is not a simple fact. So it takes time. The idea that you need time in order to reach the objective is incorporated in the whole relationship between Pesach and the establishment of the, in the distance, this moving towards the sphera, towards the objective of the Chag HaShavuos, which is the ultimate knowledge. Okay? That's an amazing thing. See? Chazal didn't need to bolster their security in Torah. They didn't need it. So they were true investigators. As a matter of fact, Sina Gemara Yen says, L'chuli is a slipircha ba'amitrei, right? So who would say that? You want to knock these people off? And I said, we knocked them off for 20 reasons, you know? But no, Chazal didn't need, they weren't insecure. So they applied their they used the usual method, which is applying their powers of analysis. So it doesn't make any difference if you have a different, everyone has a different dimension. I mean, that's Torah. That's what Torah is. We don't have in Torah. You do not have religious security. We don't have that. That's other religions. We don't have that. We have intellectual security. It's a different kind of security. It's a security of a chacham. So it doesn't bother us if you have five pshatim. Everyone reveals a different concept and is based on the Sodi Ados and is a beautiful application. We're very happy with that. As a matter of fact, there's nothing wrong with more ideas. I mean, more interpretation. I don't know which one's right, but everyone is a beautiful interpretation. And it removes the question completely of the... I mean, in every idea... One thing becomes manifest from every idea that Chazal say. The superficiality and the inappropriateness of the simplistic approach of the Tzedukah. And the demonstration that if you look a little bit beneath the surface and if you have proper knowledge of Yehadas, you see how there are profound ideas woven into the halachic system. And once you're on the level of the profundity, the position at Stukim is nonsensical. Doesn't need a refutation. That's the refutation. That's why Chazal didn't care if you say that L'chulu is L'pircha Bami Tzrei. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's the level of analysis that reveals a depth over here. And that's really what we are based on. We're based on the chokhmah of the Torah. That's where our security lies, not in the not in a fixed kind of a. People look for religious security, look for fixed items. You see, that makes.